specific Sunday school material called Issues of Life Answered from the Bible. That's where we get all our answers. So if you brought your answer book with you, hold it up nice and high. Nice and high. Very good. All across the room. Very good. Well, we have roughly an hour till we're to the set time where we're to be dismissed. I don't know that we'll take that long. Generally, my messages are around 30 minutes. Everybody said amen, amen, yeah. But I have a lot of notes this evening, two sides, so we may go to 31 minutes. So one extra minute, if you just bear with me, we'll see what we can do. If you would take your answer book and turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 4. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. As you're turning there, I've got a very important question. How many, by a show of hands, love to go to the doctor? Anybody? A couple people love to go to the doctor. Wow. Few and far between. I do not like going to the doctor. And over the past year, maybe a little longer, I've been having some issues with my stomach. And about a year ago, or again, maybe even longer, they prescribed me a certain medication. It's one of the most prescribed medications in the world. Anybody have a guess? Acid reflux, antacid, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, acid reflux. How many in here deal with some sort of heartburn, acid reflux? Quite a few people. I've dealt with it off and on for a little bit. And so they prescribed me this medication. I took it a little while, and it seems to have helped somewhat. You know, we'd like that miracle fix with some pill that we can take, and I take this antacid medicine, and all of a sudden I can eat whatever I want, pizza and spaghetti and all these bad, unhealthy foods, but it doesn't quite always work that way. And that was the case with me. So I've taken this medicine for about a year now, and it's helped somewhat, but it hasn't completely fixed my problem. So I went back to the doctor a couple weeks ago for a follow-up visit, and I got a new prescription. It wasn't the acid reflux medication. It was a new prescription. It wasn't one I was really wanting to receive. I didn't want to hear those words. It's not as easy for this medication or this prescription to just go down to CVS or Walgreens and go through the drive-thru and get some pill. This one was diet and exercise. I did not want to hear that, but I had a feeling that was what was coming. So if you're able to stand, let's read a few verses in 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. I'll read verses 1 through 9, and we will pray. 1 Timothy 4, verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Verse number 4. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. The title of this message is Diet and Exercise. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for how you teach us and guide us. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would open our understanding, illumine our minds, shed your light abroad in our hearts, Lord, that we may receive what you have for us here tonight. Lord, help me to speak. Help me to talk plainly. Help me to talk clearly. Lord, I pray that you would use me. I pray that the words that are taught here tonight, Lord, would influence each and every person in this room and each and every person who's watching through YouTube. Lord, I pray that they would be influenced for the cause of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Get a drink of water here. Diet and exercise. I talked briefly about one of the most common prescriptions given to people. It's a very common problem, specifically in this country, America, acid reflux. But if we were to talk about Christians, probably one of the most prescribed things needed would be prayer. And we talked about that for a little while last week. We had an extra time spent in prayer. We're going to do that again today. But aside from prayer, alongside that would be diet and exercise. And so I'd like to take this title, Diet and Exercise, and kind of go through these nine verses and compare them. Now, back in my single days when I was younger, looking for a woman, I went to the gym. I started going to the gym because I needed to lose weight, kind of like right now. But then it wasn't so difficult. I kind of had my own schedule. I could kind of come and go as I pleased, kind of do my own thing. I went to the gym, started going, started eating right, and I got super addicted to it, almost to the point of an unhealthy addiction. There was one point specifically I remember. I was seeing progress, losing weight, gaining muscle, all those sorts of things. And I come down with some sort of cold, and I was counting out my calories almost to the exact calorie. And I had this cold, sore throat, and I had a cough drop. And I look on the label, and it was 15 calories for this one cough drop. And I wouldn't eat it because it was 15 calories, and it would have been 15 calories too much for that day. I took it way too far. But in about 4 or 5 months, I went from about 250-something to about 180. I lost a lot of weight, and everybody started asking me, what was this miracle drug you took? How did you do it? But I was just very disciplined. I counted my calories, worked out for 6 days a week. The only day I didn't work out was Sundays. But like I said, I wasn't eating enough, and I was over-exercising. And the day came when I had a small bicep tear in my left arm. Went to the doctor. He checked it out. He told me I needed to take a break for 6 weeks. But I've decided to take a break since then, and hopefully sometime soon I'll go back. But it's healed fine, don't worry about that. It's had plenty of time to heal, but everything's going good. But along this path of me going to the gym when I was 20 or so, I had goals. I would set goals for myself. I wanted to reach this certain weight at this certain week. I wanted to eat this many calories this day. And I invested in that. I spent money towards the healthy food, which is oftentimes more expensive. I spent money towards supplements to take, protein shakes and all those sorts of things, the right type of vitamins. I invested in that. That was a goal of mine. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You see, we have a great physician that has prescribed us diet and exercise. And so as we briefly talk about it, this question comes to my mind. How much have I invested in my spiritual health? In my spiritual health. Not my physical health, but my spiritual health. So let's compare, using diet and exercise, let's compare it with the physical and spiritual, those two applications. Let's begin with diet. Look at 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4, verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created, that's the meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. God Himself has provided us with our physical food. Now, if we were to rewind roughly 6,000, maybe 5,000 years ago, back to creation, we would see in the very beginning stages of life, Adam and Eve, they were given fruits and herbs of the field. But as time progressed, Noah built the ark, the flood came, and after they got off the ark, God gave them, or allowed them, to begin eating meat. And that's the way it's been ever since. Now, I'm not condemning anybody who wants to be a vegetarian or vegan. That's completely up to you. But to command that is sinful might be wrong. But me, myself, I need to eat meat. If I was to try and be a vegetarian, I wouldn't make it too far. I would be very weak and probably pass out after about 2 days. I need to eat meat. And God, we see here, has given us our physical food. He's given us the meat for us to eat. That, with the diet, is compared to the physical. Let's look at the spiritual in verse number 6. Verse number 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. Oftentimes when we pray, specifically before meals, that's something we generally pray. Father, please bless this food and use it to the nourishment of our bodies. But here we're talking about our spiritual health. Nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine. I need God's word every day. Just like I need meat, God's food that He's provided each and every day. We need God's word every day. Jeremiah phrased it this way in Jeremiah 15, 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. See, here we see nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine. God has given us specifically what we need in our diet to have good spiritual health. But sometimes we have the tendency to feed on the wrong things, just like our physical health. It's enjoyable to eat Titus donuts and honey buns and all the unhealthy stuff. But if we're going to maintain good physical health, we have to have our fruits, our vegetables, drink water, all those sorts of things. But we're talking about our spiritual health here. Sometimes we feed on the wrong thing. Maybe we're watching the wrong television episode, wrong TV program. Maybe we're reading the wrong books. Maybe we're listening to the wrong music. We're allowing all these negative worldly influences to affect us spiritually. We're feeding and affecting our spiritual health. But look again at verse number 6. Middle of the way through. Nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. Of good doctrine. That's what we need to be feeding on. The truth of God's word. We have teens here across the front, and in just a few years, many of them are going to be out on their own, making their own decisions. I don't know if you'll maintain coming here to this church. Maybe you'll go away to college or move somewhere else. But I would challenge each and every teen in here to care for this one thing, to find a good Bible preaching and teaching church. One that feeds your spiritual health with good doctrine. Good doctrine. A lot of these so-called churches out here today, you can find them pretty much everywhere. They want to feed not your spiritual health, but they want to feed your emotions. As soon as you walk through the door, you sit down in the seat and the preacher, pastor begins to speak. He wants to speak things that make you feel good, that make you come back again, not all the truth of God's word. Maybe he neglects the difficult parts. They want to feed your emotions. Maybe it's by the music. You go to a church and they have all the flashing lights and the fog machine and the electric guitars and all the drums, and it's like a rock concert more than it is worshiping God. There are many churches out there that want to feed our emotions. But the Bible says for our spiritual health to be nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. But church itself is not enough food. Sundays aren't enough. We need to be in God's Word each and every day if we're going to maintain good spiritual health. The diet, physically and spiritually, what we eat, what we consume, and what we take in affects us. We've looked at diet. Let's look at exercise. Comparing it with our physical health and with our spiritual health. Exercise. Look at verse number 8. 1 Timothy 4, verse number 8 says, "For bodily exercise profiteth little." Does anybody have that as a life verse? No? No? Okay. "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things." Now, it's not saying that there's no point in exercising your physical body, that there's no benefit of it. There is a benefit. It says it's just a little bit. And when it means a little bit, it's meaning in comparison to godliness, exercising our spiritual health. In comparison, bodily exercise is very small on the scale compared to spiritual health. But exercising our physical, God has provided us with our physical exercising abilities. He's given us the body that we have, our ligaments, our bones, our muscles, our strength, the ability to be able to run, to do push-ups, jumping jacks, jump rope, go work out at a gym, go swim. He's given you all those abilities. Now, some people may not have all the abilities that some have. I remember in Tennessee, I did heating and air, and I worked at a nursing home. And on one of the floors, a lot of the elderly, their exercise for the day was getting their wheelchairs or chairs in there and sitting in a big circle, and they would kick a ball back and forth between each other. But whatever your exercise is, we know that it's good for us. God has given us that ability, and it gives us a good, healthy lifestyle. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. That's the physical. Let's look at the spiritual. Look at verse 7 and 8. Verse number 7 and 8. "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." It says, bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of this life that now is, and the life that now is to come. When we exercise in our spiritual health, it benefits us now and in eternity. Whereas our physical health, it just benefits us now and not so much in eternity. But I want you to look at verse number 7. "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." Look at chapter 6, verse number 6. Chapter 6, verse number 6. Paul says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Godliness with contentment is great gain. When we exercise our spiritual health, there's great gain there. Along with it comes godliness, and godliness with contentment is great gain. God has provided us with the spiritual exercise that we need, whether it be studying God's Word, whether it be prayer or witnessing. God has commissioned us to carry out the gospel, to witness to each and every person. He's given us the ability to exercise spiritually, to exercise our spirit. But exercising isn't always easy. And sometimes you're sore. If I was to start going to the gym tomorrow, I'd probably be sore for the next week. I remember one time in high school, part of our grade in gym class was exercising with weights. And part of the grade was maxing out on bench press, see how much we could do. Well, we had one grade period where, along with bench press, it was squat. And I'd never maxed out on squat before. But this day, I was determined to do that. So I loaded up the bar with weights and gave it my all. I don't remember what the number was, but I remember after we left the weight room, we went to go play volleyball. And the ball was coming towards me, but it was a little bit low, so I squatted down to hit it back, and I couldn't stand back up. I had to kind of roll over to my knees and do the one-legged thing and get back up. My legs were jello, and for the next week, I walked kind of like a penguin. It was horrible. It was horrible. But exercising isn't always easy, and sometimes you will be sore. But there's a key to the exercising. You see, the goal for exercising is not to go in, load up the bar with all sorts of weights, and do it one time and walk back out. The key is repetitions, reps as they call them. I'm doing 8 reps or 10 reps, 10, 12 reps, how many ever you'd like to do. The key is repetition, just like with our spiritual exercising. Repeating, repetition, reps, doing it over and over and over again, not just one day a week, not going out soul winning on Saturdays, but each and every day being a faithful witness, wherever you go, in the workplace, at school, wherever you are. Repeating the necessary steps to build up your spiritual health. Repetitions. Sundays aren't enough. Saturdays aren't enough. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Day by day. Each and every day, repeating those necessary steps, studying God's Word, praying, witnessing, to build up our spiritual health. Exercise, what we do or what we don't do, whether it's physical or spiritual, will affect us. We don't exercise our physical body, soon enough, you'll see our health start to decline, specifically as you get older and older and older. Just like with our spiritual health, the longer we're a Christian, the longer we neglect God's Word and doing what He's called us to do, to be faithful witnesses, our spiritual health just declines, declines, declines. We never grow. We never mature as Christians. So we've seen the diet and exercise compared with the physical health and the spiritual health. But there's another aspect to it, one I've not yet mentioned. You see, sometimes in order to be healthy, some things need to be replaced. Some things need to be replaced. My father-in-law, Levi Figley, years ago, he's had a couple things replaced with his physical health. He's had 2 kidneys and 1 heart transplant. The kidneys that were inside of him and his heart were no good. He needed them to be replaced. That's just like our spiritual well-being. The Holy Spirit sometimes needs to replace things in our lives for us to be healthy. Whether it be maybe you have some stinking thinking, maybe you need to have a renewed mind, renewing your mind through God's Word, removing those negative thoughts from your mind. Or maybe the first thing, instead of reaching over to grab your phone and look at Facebook, the first thing you should do is reach over and grab the Bible and look at God's book. Sometimes, in order for us to be healthy, some things need to be replaced. But there's a second aspect to it. Sometimes, for us to be healthy, some things need to be removed. Some things need to be removed. Again, my father-in-law, Levi Figley, just recently had a little cancer spot here on his face. And he had to go to the doctor. They checked it out and they removed it. They took that little bump and all the cancer, they took it out and sewed him up. Sometimes it's not replacing, but it's removing. For in order for him to maintain a healthy physical lifestyle, that cancer had to be removed. And fortunately, they were able to do that. And just like you and I, sometimes the Holy Spirit needs to remove some things from our lives. Removing things from our lives. Whether it's some unconfessed sin or something we don't want to let go, something that's hindering us from living for the Lord, sometimes the Holy Spirit needs to remove certain things from our lives. By the way, He is the great physician, and He does operate on us at times. And you know what He uses as His scalpel? He uses the sword. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that. He uses a sword as His scalpel. And so I ask ourselves, how is our diet and exercise? It's oftentimes easy to see our physical diet and exercise, or lack thereof. But it's sometimes harder to see our spiritual health, our spiritual diet and exercise. Getting into God's Word, praying, being a witness, memorizing Scripture, sharing it with others, having a Bible study at work, whatever the case may be. How is our diet and exercise? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that we can open Your Word and find any answer to life that we have. And Heavenly Father, we thank You for answering this area of our life with diet and exercise. Lord, we thank you for maintaining and providing a way for us to be physically fit and to maintain our physical health. We thank you for providing the necessary foods and waters that we need. And Lord, each and every day, day after day, Lord, help us to be more and more grateful for it. And Lord, more importantly, as your word says, may we be grateful for our spiritual health. May we maintain our spiritual health, communing with you each and every morning, reading your word, talking to you through prayer, being a witness, attending church faithfully, tithing and giving. Lord, so many areas of the Christian life, Lord, help us to not neglect any one of them. Help us to do our best to maintain a good and excellent spiritual health. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be speaking to hearts now. I pray that each and every one of us would examine our own hearts and lives and see if there's anything that we're neglected. Lord, help us to pick up the slack. Help us to take that neglected area of our life and place it in your hands, trusting you for it. Lord, I pray that you would give us strength as we go about each and every day, Lord, caring for the needs of this life as a Christian, maintaining our spiritual health. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us, revive and refresh us. I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that an overwhelming joy would flow up in our hearts. And Lord, that we wouldn't be able to contain it, that we couldn't help but share it with others. And Lord, as we are about to sing this song, Lord, I pray that many people would respond to whatever you're speaking to them about. Whatever area of life, Lord, I pray that they would take that next step of faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.